today's Good News, No Sweat News. Black Keys tickets on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz, just like that.
Black Keys rocks, now, by the way, so you want those tickets.
Today, brought to you by Toyota. Here's to the road ahead. Toyota's here for you. Your Toyota dealers are offering attractive deals right now. Visit Buy a Toyota today, tomorrow, Toyota. Dateline, Rhode Island. Well, once the strip club owners heard that outdoor entertainment will be allowed for local restaurants who have outside dining, the bells started ringing.
Oh.
The light bulbs started going off over their heads. They put their strip club heads together and came up with this. There are no brighter bulbs on the planet than the owners of strip clubs. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that's debatable, but
I mean,
I'll still let you say it.
The watering down of the drinks, genius.
Yeah. Okay.
They came up with this idea. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Outdoor strip clubs.
Now we're talking. Except how am I going to get a lap dance and try to hide that very fun Careful. Activity from my significant other?
Outdoor strip clubs. Guess what?
What?
The idea got the green light from the Providence Board of Licensees, and it all looked good until they heard from the dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the dancers weren't crazy about stripping outdoors, even though most of them said, we'll do it.
Yeah, but I see their point.
The plan's ban on lap dances, that went a step too far. Now, I don't know if you know this, Dave, but that's a big source of income for a stripper.
Absolutely. I mean, that's 20 bucks in her pocket right there for a couple minutes.
Adult entertainer.
Yeah, performer, superstar.
They were concerned that they would not make enough money, so the vast majority of the strippers have decided to sit this one out, and it looks like the Providence strip clubs might not open after all.
What they could do is get some sort of like temporary wall. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not, you know, if you're just driving by, you're not going to see like a full-on lap dance because of the temporary wall. Mm-hmm. You want some sort of privacy, both for the performer, but also for the person sitting down.
There needs to be some privacy.
Privacy.
Yeah. Well, the general manager for the Cadillac Lounge, a gentleman who goes by the name of Richard Chappie.
Dick Chappie. Is his name?
Dick Chappie is his name.
Okay, that sounds like a fungus. Just
Dick Chappie,
okay.
The general manager for the Cadillac Lounge, says he's bleeding financially, but it might not make sense to open right now. Well, thank you, Dick. Well,
you figured it out, Dick Chappie. Dick Chappie.
So there it is, the update on the strip club situation in Rhode Island.
Dick Chappie used to co-host the Joe Namath Show in back in the late 60s. Or am I thinking of somebody else? There's like three people who understood that. So I apologize.
Dateline social media for story number two. Dick Chappie.
Dick Chappie!
It's not even a good play on words. Come on. There's another round of onion lies going around.
A what?
On social media. Onion lies. Have you seen it?
No.
See, it's the post that claims that leaving cut onions around your house will somehow soak up all germs out of the air, thereby protecting you from COVID-19, the flu, the heebie-jeebies, knock knees.
I had no idea.
You name
it. Isn't that the thing that we used to kill vampires with?
One of those
back
things.
Back in the 1700s?
Grandpa Simpson wore one on his belt.
Yeah.
Which was the fashion.
So we're resorting to those tactics?
One post claims that a healthy family had cut onions all over their house and replaced them whenever they got shriveled and black, which was the sign that they soaked up all the germs that they can handle.
Oh, wow. That's
well, guess what? It's a big fat lie.
Really?
A wives' tale that goes back to the 1500s. But what about the shriveling and blackness, Carl? What about that? That could be a sign that it's soaked up all the germs.
Or sun.
Well, that's called rotting.
Oh, yeah, rotting.
So,
yeah.
Sure.
If you leave food out, it's supposed to get bad.
Listen.
Unless it's like a fast food burger, and those actually stay the same exact consistency. Yeah.
So if you want to scatter rotten vegetables around your house, you think it'll do you any good, then I say go for it. But in reality,
You're not helping anything.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, come on.
Dateline Maryland for our third and final story of the day. At the beginning of the COVID quarantine, a guy in the D.C. metro area in Maryland started putting a sign up in front of his house. Every day, the sign had a bad dad joke on it.
That's good. I like that.
He went viral.
He did?
Yes.
Good for him.
And now he is doing a bad dad joke off for charity.
Oh, I like this guy.
This guy is great. So, if you're for $5, for a $5 entry fee, you can go to Tom's Bad Dad Jokes on Facebook or Instagram and submit your joke.
Oh, my God. Can I do it on the radio right now? Oh, I have one.
Oh, go for it.
What is a proper name for a shish kebab? What's a proper name for a shish kebab?
I don't know. What?
Shishka Robert.
See?
Proper name.
Go ahead. Pot Robert. I like Robert. I love him.
I'm adding that right now. Okay.
Go for it.
I am absolutely submitting my dad joke.
All proceeds go to a D.C. area nonprofit called Martha's Table.
Martha's Table. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just submitting my joke for the website you gave us.
Focuses on the needs of children in the D.C. area.
Well, it's a beautiful cause.
Now, if you happen to submit the winning joke, then your joke will be featured on the sign in front of Tom's house on Sunday.
Well, I have submitted it, but unfortunately, I just got an email back that says it's the first submission that's been rejected by Tom. So they didn't like Shishka Robert.
No.
They didn't like that one.
He's had some good ones.
I tried. What can I tell you?
That is the good news, no sweat news. For more, for your chance to win Black Keys tickets, make sure you're tuned in around this time tomorrow morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.